Keep, a word fitly spoken by Reverend Bill Langrack. Keep is a biblical word that teaches both the preservation and perseverance of the saints. Preservation of saints is God's keeping them. Perseverance of saints is their keeping God's law by His keeping them. Basically, keep means to exert careful attention, thus to heed, obey, and observe, so that something precious and pure is guarded and protected from being defiled and destroyed by some evil power. And with regard to keeping, Scripture teaches six grand truths. First, our main calling is to keep. Adam's duty was to keep the garden. That also implied evil was afoot. Angels who kept not their first estate intended to destroy the place. Genesis 2 verse 15 and Jude 1 verse 6. When Adam failed, other angels had to keep it. Genesis 3 verse 24. Keeping was the earthly vocation of many Old Testament saints. Cain wouldn't keep his brother, but Abel kept sheep. Genesis 4 verse 4. So did Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and David. Kings were called to keep the kingdom, priests the tabernacle, and prophets the word. 1 Samuel 13 verse 13, Numbers 1 verse 53, Revelation 22 verse 9. So we are also keepers. Second, the essential thing we must keep is God's word. The whole duty of man is to keep His commandments. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13. The frequent word to Israel was to keep His statutes, judgments, and laws. Leviticus 18 verse 5. Their calling was to keep the covenant, the service, the feasts, and the Sabbath of the Lord. Genesis 17 verse 9. Exodus 12 verse 25. Keep their soul, mouths, and hands from evil. Psalm 39 verse 1. Isaiah 56 verse 2. Keep knowledge, truth, righteousness, and wisdom. Isaiah 26 verse 2, Malachi 2 verse 7, and Proverbs 2 verse 20. And this does not change in the New Testament. God still calls us to keep His Scripture, the faith and ordinances delivered to us by the apostles. Luke 8 verse 15. 1 Timothy 6 verse 20, 1 Corinthians 11 verse 2. To keep ourselves pure in the love of God, unspotted from the world and from idols. 1 Timothy 5 verse 22, James 1 verse 27, and 1 John verse 5 verse 21. And to keep our garments, the unity of the Spirit, and our hearts through Jesus. Revelation 16 verse 15 and Ephesians 4 verse 3. Third, keeping God's word is the only and necessary way of blessedness and life. There is no other way. Blessed are they that hear the word and keep it. Luke 11 verse 28. In keeping God's law there is great reward, and it goes well with us forever. Psalm 19 verse 11 and Deuteronomy 4 verse 40. Whoever keeps Jesus' sayings shall not see death, and whoever keeps His commandments dwells in God and God in him. 1 John 3 verse 24 and 8 verse 51. But cursed are those who keep it not. They will be cut off, perish, die, and be cast away from God forever. Deuteronomy 28 verse 25, 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9, and Revelation 22 verse 19. Fourth, no man has kept God's word except Jesus. He kept the commandments of God, John 5:15 verse 10, but not Israel. They kept not His covenant, judgments, ways, temple, feasts, or Sabbath, Ezekiel 20 verse 21. Neither their wisest kings, princes, priests, or fathers kept His law. 1 Kings 11 verse 10, Ezekiel 44 verse 8, and Nehemiah 9 verse 34. Nor do we, for if we keep the whole law but offend at one point, we are guilty of all. James 2 verse 10. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar. 1 John 1 verse 10. Fifth, and yet, saints do keep the word of God. Scripture says, Abraham kept the law and covenant of God. Genesis 26 verse 5. So did Job, 23 verse 11. David and others, Psalm 18 verse 21. So do we, for if a man loves Jesus, he will keep His word. John 14 verse 15 and 23. Six, saints not keeping, but keeping God's word is no contradiction. nor is preservation our keeping and perseverance, God's keeping, of the saints. First, because God is our keeper, Psalm 121, verse 5, it is the Lord who keeps our soul, keeps us alive, keeps His truth, and keeps us from presumptuous sins, falling, the wicked, snares, and evil, Psalm 17, verse 8, Psalm 19, verse 13, Psalm 25, verse 20, Psalm 41, verse 2, Psalm 140, verse 4, and Psalm 141, verse 9. Abraham kept God's law because God kept Abraham, Genesis 28, verse 15. Israel kept God's way because His angel kept that way, Exodus 23, verse 20. We keep His covenant only because He keeps His covenant to us, Deuteronomy 7, verse 8 through 9. Secondly, because all keeping of God's word is by faith, faith now not in one's merit, power, or ability, but in Jesus, the original shepherd, who kept the law for us, keeps those given to Him, and keeps God's covenant forever, Jeremiah 31, verse 10, John 17, verse 11, and Psalm 89, verse 29. Indeed, we both keep and are kept by the power of God through faith that commits the keeping of our souls to Him by the Spirit dwelling within us, 2 Timothy 1, verse 14, 1 Peter 1, verse 5.